Do we know how many actually chose their providers?
We actually don't. No, I've asked OMB for the past 3 weeks for information on how many agencies met the deadline. Now remember, this is a memo that came from Mike Howe, the Deputy Administrator for eGovernment and IT at OMB, in May. And I got hold of the memo in mid-June, and I've been asking for 3 weeks, saying, give me a status report. How many made it? How many didn't? I've heard nothing so far. I've asked GSA as well for information, and I'm still waiting from them. I have talked to some government officials on background, and they tell me that maybe no one really knows how many met that June 1st deadline, and that's maybe why I'm not getting my answers. Now, OMB detailed this deadline and several others in that May 12th memo, and we're going to post that on federalnewsradio.com later today, tomorrow morning, so people can take a look for themselves. What I do know is this. Most large agencies, such as VA, DOD, DHS, for instance, plan to handle the TIC services, Trusted Internet Connection, and MTIP services on their own. But most of the smaller agencies, and this includes people like the Federal Trade Commission and EPA, so we're not talking about like micro agencies, we're just talking about not the big behemoth ones, they don't have the technical capability or choose not to spend the money to have the technical capability and will just buy these services. I talked to Warren Suss, and he's the president of Suss Consulting, and he provides consulting services to vendors.
I think the challenge on MTIPs at this point, as much as any, there are really two fundamental challenges on MTIPs. One is that the agencies have a lot on their plate in terms of just getting through the transition, and that has been their highest priority, and MTIPs adds another issue, so whether they can handle both items as top priority is a question. Number two, MTIPs is not an inexpensive service. The carriers have invested enormous amount of money in getting ready to deliver it in order to recover that money. It's a complex service. They're charging what they need to charge, and I believe you'll find that compared to basic internet connectivity, MTIP services are cost about double the basic internet connectivity charges. So agencies are going to need to deal with the budget impact.
Suss says some of the blame must be put on OMB, as well as the challenges around networks, but mainly for MTIPs.
They came up very suddenly with this TIC requirement. It was not clear at all whether they had done the business case in terms of what it was going to cost the agencies to do this and the trade-offs between the cost of doing it and the speed. They generated a requirement that imposed a lot of work on GSA, a lot of work on the carriers, and is going to generate a lot of activity on the agencies.
Again, I've been trying to get comments from OMB for the last 3 weeks on the deadline, the status of agency commitments to MTIPs, but no response. So we're going to continue to work that, and maybe we'll have some more information later today.
And essentially, MTIPs is the secure telecom part of your telecommunication network?
Correct. So there's networks, which is your voice, video, data.
Right.
What MTIPs does is it secures your inbound and outbound traffic. So basically, you're going to run through your traffic, your internet traffic will run through a filter, and they'll say, you know, this one looks like it's spam. We're going to put this in the spam folder. Or this one maybe has malware in it. We're not going to even let that in. And it's going to be based on several different, what they call signatures, which is, you know, basically let this in, let this out, whitelist, blacklist, for instance, or do
so
not.
So all your traffic goes through this.
All your traffic goes through this.
It's not necessarily just for top secret or sensitive stuff. It's everything.
And this is also part of the DHS Einstein monitoring system will be part of this MTIPS.
So how many providers do agencies have to choose from?
Well, agencies have one official provider, AT&T, has received the authority to operate from GSA and DHS, but I'm told that Quest, Sprint, and Verizon all are very close to receiving that very important ATO authority to operate. GSA said at the recent Network Services Conference in Orlando that Quest, Sprint, and Verizon were scheduled to receive their ATO from GSA in the September for Quest and October timeframes for Sprint and Verizon. I've heard just today that Verizon actually expects to receive their authority to operate this month. So as I said, it's going to be soon for all the carriers. And now, the fact is that there's only one approved vendor. I've heard that lack of competition may be a major reason why agencies have not made their decisions yet. Now, at the same time, agencies can give any of the providers an authority to operate on their network, even though GSA and DHS has not given the telecom company a government-wide authority to operate. And in fact, that's what's happening with Quest. I caught up with Diana Gowan, the Senior Vice President and General Manager for Quest Government Services. She says OMB's deadline are important to the MTIPS program.
We have been talking trusted internet connections for 2 years in the government. The government, the whole .gov environment needs to get themselves protected. OMB required that the big agencies have a plan in front of them 2 years ago. And finally, OMB has drawn a line in the sand and said by the end of this year, you guys need to be in a trusted internet connection environment. So I hope that we're going to see that that really causes some energy, because before this, there was not a lot of energy to do this.
Gowan says it's not that complex for agencies to hook into a vendor service center, and it can be done in about 30 to 60 days. She has that Quest has about 6 agency customers using their MTIP services already. Again, these agencies approved Quest on their own outside this government-wide process. Now, all of the vendors will provide, you know, standardized cybersecurity services for inbound and outbound internet traffic. Again, as we were talking about, DHS's Einstein monitoring service is part of this overall standardization of cybersecurity traffic. And we're talking about routers, switches, you know, anything that leaves your PC and goes out to the big internet and comes in.
Now, just to be clear, you said that there are 6 agencies that have, that are doing business with Quest on around this
MTIP specifically.
Even though they're not on the
government, they have not received government-wide approval.
Okay,
Quest received agency-specific approval from those they're basically customers to implement MTIPs, but they really need the government-wide really to offer their services to everybody.
Because that was one of the confusions that I heard a bunch of agencies say. Oh yeah, we're not doing that until they're all confirmed, and then we'll proceed forward. Why do it before all the agencies? But you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, and everyone's on this road to getting approved. I mean, it's not like one's not going to or the other one's not going to. But the point is,
it's
only one so far.
The importance and OMB's mandating it. Blah blah blah. Do agencies have other deadlines coming up around this?
There are several coming up. In fact, by August 31st, agencies must place their MTIPS orders with their selected vendor. So by June 1st, they're supposed to have selected a vendor, and by August 31st, they're supposed to place their order. OMB says orders placed after August 31st will not be eligible to qualify for the transition costs. So basically, GSA will not give you money to pay for the transition if you don't place your order, if you place your order after August 31st. Now, by January 31st, 2011, agencies must be hooked up to the MTIPs. All external connections must be routed through these TIC access points. Chief information officers must sign actually what they call a banner memorandum of agreement and execute with again, service level agreements with DHS as part of meeting this TIC requirements. Now, there's supposed to be other kind of things that happened this past month. Agencies were supposed to give OMB their updated plans of action and milestones of how they're going to meet the TIC requirements. And DHS is supposed to have continued to provide education, best practices, common challenges at an interagency work group meeting around TIC. Now, if agencies haven't met this initial June 1st deadline and vendors are still not going to be given the authority to operate for a few more months, it really strikes me to start to ask the question, will OMB be forced to push back that January 31st, 2011 deadline?
Yeah.
And right now, we haven't heard from OMB, but my guess would be yes.
Yeah, if you haven't approved on things, you can't. It makes it complex. Latest on networks transition. I know you were asking folks about everyone supposed to be moving over here. It's taken so much longer than everyone thought.
You're absolutely right. And agencies are making progress. GSA says about 60% of the transition is done to networks from FTS 2001. Gowan says agencies are still not moving as fast as they could.
A slow trickle of agencies that are making smaller awards based on looking at the Chinese menu of prices, and really not a lot of change, which is worrisome because given the dates that have been laid out there, you know, when you start to do the math, and this is an advanced calculus, he can't get there from there, given the timelines that these guys have, if they don't start accelerating, making basic decisions.
Gowan says about 35% of all agencies, including several large ones, still have to make awards. And she also says that bid protests at Interior, for instance, USDA, SSA, also are slowing down the process. And even GSA still must make its own data network and TIC decisions. So here the person who's running this still hasn't made these decisions, according to Gowan.
Yeah.
So but Warren Suss sees it a bit differently than Gowan. He says agencies actually are working more quickly, and the pressure from GSA, the Interagency Management Council, and the CIO Council to get the transition done really are making a difference.
At this point, in terms of network transition, I think there's a lot of basic blocking and tackling that's required, and different agencies are at different stages, but I think everyone knows the drill. There are not a lot of big surprises, really. The issue has as much to do with resources, has as much to do with focusing agency attention as with anything.
Suss says most agencies will make the 2011 deadline to transition to networks. GSA has put out a June 2011 deadline, but obviously some will have a harder time than others, and not everybody will make it. I'm going to give you a quick scoreboard of the vendor wins as of June 22nd. This is according to GSA's website. Verizon has won the most network awards, 160. Quest is second with 90. AT&T is third with 85. Sprint is fourth with 35. And L3 is fifth with 4 awards. Currently, there are 58 statements of work still in the process around networks. That was as of June 17th. And we're going to put a list on that. We're going to link to those lists and link to all that information on federalnewsradio.com so people can check it out for themselves and see just where the government is transitioning to networks.
Yeah, it's a it's a difficult task. But what are you going to do? You can't stay on the old. It's something you have to do, and it's not fun, but you got to do it.
But the other thing is, it's not new either. This is 2 years. All the vendors are saying, hey, this has been 2 years. Let's put some attention to it. And I think with the congressional attention, we've seen letters from Senator Lieberman. We've seen a hearing from Congressman Towns and the House Oversight Government Reform Committee. We've seen really pressure to get it done. Interagency Management Councils bringing CIOs and CFOs together. But like everything else, like, you know, when you wrote a paper in college, it was always last minute. You procrastinated because you could.
These things are so big, it's hard to procrastinate on.